السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. And today, the stereotype of today is that Islam has double standards in regarding to women. Regarding to women, Islam has double standards. Can you think of something? I don't have a reason, so go borrow one. Go borrow one. I forgot mine. And borrow also markers. Islam has double standards in regards to women. Why are they saying that? What made them say that? The hijab, we answer the hijab. Women cannot rule, we answer women cannot rule. The first thing is that in Quran, the testimony of one woman, two women, is equal to the testimony of one man. Now the question is why? There's a reason, and Lena is going to tell you the reason after I step out of the class. There's a reason for...
Where are you going?
Lena is going to mention the reason for you. Why did Allah... Because Allah said it in the Quran. Allah said it that if one of them is confused, the other one will remind her.
Okay.
Now the question is, what is so special about women that they will be confused at certain times? So... There are times where... Go ahead.
Like maybe when it's the best time to wear hijab?
No. I'm talking about witness testimony in court.
Oh, I see.
Two women has to testify to replace one man. Two women. And the question is, Allah said in the Quran, so that if one is confused, the other one will remind her. So why Allah didn't say the same thing about men? If one is confused, the other one will remind him.
They're very unlikely to listen to anybody
who's funny. No, actually, there is a physical, there is a biological reason. There is a biological reason, and Lena is going to tell you about this reason when she comes back. So, now, so you will understand why, because Allah said it in the Quran, and it is a fact. Now, let's move forward and say, also they do say Islam allows a man to marry up to four wives, and a wife cannot be married to two men. That's another stereotype.
Why can't we do that?
You want to do that?
Yeah, that's a very good thing. Now, let's discuss it. Now, if you get a child, it's immoral. Number one, it's immoral. Okay? Number two, we get number two, two number two. Number one is immoral. Allah said it's immoral, we accept it. Number two, we try to think...
Can you not say number two?
Try to think the reasons.
Oh my God.
Well, if you're married to two and you get a child, who's the father?
Number two.
You don't know.
No. Number one? Who told you number one?
This comes from a very special country that I don't know.
All right.
Uh-oh.
When you're done, get me. No, I'm asking Lena to tell them things that I cannot say myself as a man. So Lena is telling girls.
Do you want me to be there?
It's up to you.
maybe.
I'm just waiting for her. She's after she's done, she's going just 1 point. She needs to make 1 point and then get me.
Okay. We're going to have Tahara class on February 23rd for girls. Sister Amina is going to come today. I wasn't sure if you have, you know, I send other teachers email and send it to you. So you can forward it to the students.
They love the students. All right. So now, two girls, two women, because it's very unlikely that both have this thing together. And then it's very not nice. During testimony, the judge can't say to the woman, when this was happening, did you? He can't say that to the woman.
Okay? Yeah, that's just awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. So in order to eliminate this in a clean way, we say two women. Because if one of them is, then the other one isn't. It's very unlikely that both are in the same time. So that's the only way. And Allah said, one of them...
That's necessary. That's totally necessary.
Well, it's unlikely. It's unlikely. And this is the best. This is the best Islam can offer. It's just to say two. If one of them is, then the other one isn't.
I have no idea what we're talking about. So, can somebody give me a summary other than him? Because
yes, this is about.
Wait. I want to hear it from the students. Yes, Zainab, in the back, he's probably doodling.
Yes.
Yes.
There are. There are two women witnesses for every male because. One woman might be during that special time. The stereotype is that she's very forgetful of things and that she might have moved, so she might not be as good as another.
Why are you talking about two women for every one man?
The testimony in court.
It's not
a
double-sided for women.
Islam is double-sided. That's what I want.
Why is there Judge Judy?
Yes, it's
right. Okay.
Now remember that the West doesn't believe in this. So this is something. This is why they say you have double standards. So now we're into
double standard.
Yes, Sharia has double standards when it deals with women. The second thing that if the man can have multiple wives, why can't the woman have multiple husbands? The very, very...
Standards.
And then the first reason is that it's immoral. Do we agree on this reason? The first is because it's immoral. The second reason now, let's talk about now why. Arguments. If the wife got a baby, can you tell who's the husband? Who's the father?
You can't tell.
Even with DNA is not available.
Yes.
Oh, yes. To 5% of humanity. The rest can't eat. DNA is not available for people who are starving and people. This is the last thing they want to do. They just want them to be treated from very basic illness, not to make any DNA available to them. So DNA, even today, is not available to everybody. 5% of the world probably have access to DNA, but the rest doesn't. So that's one thing. On the other hand, if man has two wives and one of them gets a child, then we know who is the mother, right? And we know who is the father, right? So that doesn't have any confusion. The second thing is that
here we go again.
Just in my chair, guys. All right. Don't lay. This is too big of an egg. Don't lay on it. All right. So there is a medical reason, like Lena explained, that causes a cancer for the woman if she has multiple husbands. Okay. This is but there's no the opposite. The opposite is not true. The opposite is not true. A man wouldn't have if the man a man wouldn't get if a man has multiple wives. He doesn't get that.
That is unfair.
This disease is not a man disease. Does not happen to men. It happens to women who has more than one husband or girlfriend. Now,
wait. I'm still not rating the point about the last one.
Boyfriend. I mean, your biology teacher, ask your biology teacher, she will explain to you about this disease. Actually, they offer an immunization for it. They offer an immunization for it. They say, we'll give you an immunization so that you don't get that disease, that cancer. Okay? So be more, you know, you can ask Lena after the class, or you can ask your teacher, your biology teacher. So that is the second, that's the third reason. So we said, number one is immoral. Number two. Immunization. No, the immunization just prevents the cancer. Okay, and of course, you know, if the immunization is available in the United States, then it's not available to everybody else. Now, so number one is immoral. Number two, who's the father? Number three, diseases. Diseases that form when a woman has multiple boyfriends or multiple husbands. Number four, it is to the best interest of women to have the possibility of being a second wife, a third wife, or a fourth wife. Let me explain that. When you prevent the multiple wives, then what is the alternative for a woman that can't find a husband? Okay, let me ask you a different question. If you are caught having a wife and three girlfriends, is it legal or illegal?
Illegal.
It's legal.
What? Because if they're not your wives, they're your girlfriends.
Yeah. So if you're caught having one wife and 50 girlfriends, is it legal or illegal?
Legal.
It's legal. Perfectly legal. Okay? Now, if you caught having a wife and not a girlfriend, but another wife, a second wife, that's illegal. So, if she's the second wife, this is illegal. But if she's a girlfriend, that's not illegal.
That's not
you. Where, do you hear what I'm saying here?
Say that again.
Okay. The law...
If you have more than one wife, it's illegal, but if you have one wife... then anything is legal.
What
like
is
you have 50 girlfriends and one wife, but it's illegal.
Yeah.
But if you have two wives or more, it's illegal.
If I'm caught with another woman, let's say, with a, other than my wife, if she's my second wife, I go to jail. If she's my girlfriend, I'm fine. Do you understand that? The law allows you to have a wife and unlimited number of girlfriends.
Still immoral.
Huh? Immoral to have multiple wives?
Yeah, I mean, multiple girlfriends.
Yeah, it's immoral, yeah, but we're talking about the law. Because we're talking Sharia, so Sharia is the law. The law in Sharia, the law here in the United States allows you to have one wife and unlimited number of girlfriends. And you'll be fine. So if I'm caught with another woman, all I have to prove is that she's my girlfriend, not my wife. Then I'm fine. Does that make sense to you? If she is my girlfriend, then I'm okay. If she's my wife, second wife, then I'm not okay. So this is encouragement of what? Go ahead.
It's immoral, so why are they making it legal?
To have, well, you know the American laws, I'm not the one who put them in place.
What was the second point again?
The law, the American law allows having, the law allows the diseases, they do the diseases.
Yeah, I know, but like a man can't and a woman can't.
No, the second point is that we don't know who the father is.
We don't know who's the father. Number one, it's immoral. Number two, we don't know who's the father. Number three. Okay. So.
Wait, what's immoral?
Having multiple husbands.
Oh.
Having multiple husbands. Now, when by, hold on. Does it make sense that when you have a second wife, it's illegal, but if you have a girlfriend, that's not illegal?
Yeah.
So, a married woman can have a relationship or an affair with a married man, okay, married to another one, and both of them will be fine. The law doesn't object to that. This is not illegal.
Specifically,
the U.S. law.
The U.S. law.
Yeah, Sharia law does not allow girlfriends at all to start with. Now,
is immoral. No, but what was the point? So, like, what does Allah say?
Allah's saying it's immoral.
Like having multiple husbands and multiple wives?
No, having multiple husbands is immoral.
Okay, and how about multiple wives?
It's okay.
Allah. Oh, Prophet, okay, there we go.
Prophet Ibrahim, how many wives Prophet Ibrahim has?
Four.
No.
One,
no.
Five, two.
Allah said in the Quran, he has two wives.
Oh. Yes, knew it.
What is the name of the first one?
Maria.
Sarah.
What's the name of the second one?
Hajar.
And you know Prophet Yusuf's story? You know, the one in the car.
The what?
The one in the car. How he had one full brother, but he also had 10 half-brothers.
Oh, yeah. He was so beautiful, and then his father really loved him.
Yeah.
The father had two wives.
Oh yes, the father Jacob has two wives, and I intended to tell the story in the assembly about how did he have two wives, okay? Yaqub in the assembly, Prophet Yaqub.
Yeah.
So inshallah, I'll hold it for the assembly. Where are you going to?
Because
it's a funny story. It's a funny story.
It actually is.
So if the Christians say Islam allows multiple wives. We come back and say, in your Bible, how many wives Abraham had? They would say two in the Bible. And then they tell them, okay. And then they say, okay. You tell them how many wives Prophet Jacob has, Prophet Yaqub. They would tell you two. That's in the Bible. Now, the funny part is you ask them, how in the Bible, how many wives Prophet Sulaiman has? 999.
Wait,
what?
Seriously?
Prophet
no
who?
Way.
That's a joke.
Prophet Sulaiman.
Why?
Yeah, Sulaiman.
Why? Why did he have mentioned
huh?
No, they say that, but Islam doesn't believe in that.
Oh, thank heavens.
Okay.
So, okay. So, now I bet, you can't remember the names if it happens, you know.
I mean, husbands.
Yeah, okay, so now let's understand what happens to the rights of women the rights of women are violated because they are not allowed, because they don't allow men to marry more than one wife. How is that possible? You might say, no, that's counterintuitive. The rights of women will be violated if the man can marry another wife. The answer is the other way around. Why? Because God created us, and Allah knows that some ladies, some women will end up having children and some become a widow, for example. Have five kids and she's a widow. Now, who is going to marry a woman that has five children and she's a widow? Who's going to marry her? I mean, it's difficult. She might not have a chance. Okay, she might not have a chance. If she is divorced, who's going to marry her? She might not have a chance. If she's not good looking, or had a handicap problem, she has no chance, right?
Oh, well, she has a little bit of them with another ugly man
who is
handicapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does
that
mean?
But very. No, that's like, I'm actually reading a book on that right now.
It's quite gross. But like how a woman, her like husband is like, this was
okay, stop.
Her husband was like a samurai, and then he died in like battle, and then she still needed like a home because she's not allowed to go back to her parents' house because it's just not allowed in the culture, and so she'd be homeless, and so she had to marry another man who was a peasant, and he was really, really ugly.
That's
but
nice.
If this is not available,
it gets even grosser, trust me.
If this is not available,
My skill's waking up.
If she is not good looking and she has five kids?
Everyone is beautiful.
I'm not saying good looking. Good looking. She doesn't. Well, you understand what I'm saying? Good looking, you know.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh my god!
No, you guys. You guys can't do that in the class. No. What happens to you? Did anybody give you the envy eyes? You usually be the most mature class. Okay. Girls are mature.
We matured way faster than guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, seventh grade math is hell. Heck.
Okay.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Is a HG double hockey stick?
Oh, he used to say it like that in second grade.
Oh, okay.
In second grade.
Okay. Can we focus now?
Yeah.
All right. So let me tell you a story to illustrate what I mean to you. There is...
Here, yeah, you take that.
Throw it in there. There was a lady, there was an American, Canadian woman who became a Muslim at the age of 50. She wasn't married. She spent her life from one boyfriend to another and working. And then suddenly, 50, she talked to somebody. She went to the masjid and she became a Muslim. Now she's wearing hijab. Now she can't have a boyfriend. She's even too old to have a boyfriend because she's not young at all. She's in like late 50s and, you know, it's her chances of having a husband, a Muslim husband especially, are almost equal to zero.
Yeah.
So now this girl, she volunteers in the Islamic Center, but at the end of the day, she goes back to her apartment. She's lonely. You got it? She's lonely in her apartment. Then she comes to the masjid and she goes back. She's lonely. She has no husband or children. She's very lonely. She started developing depression. So one day, a sister knocked on her door, and from the masjid knocked on her door and said, "Sister, why? I don't know her name. Sister, why? I am willing to share my husband with you."
Whoa.
And she really cried because that was her only chance of having a husband, is to be a co-wife, have a half a husband. So if ladies,
what does this have to do with this?
It's rights of women are violated when you don't allow them to be a second, third, and fourth wives. Why is that? Because because this is how your the rights are lost. If the law does not allow you to be a second wife, then what's the alternative?
Being a widow or single.
Where do we go? You die alone. The alternative is to have a boyfriend, right? Yeah. Now, if you have a boyfriend, do you get your rights? Do you have the rights, legal rights on a boyfriend? No. So at the end, when this boyfriend walks away from you, he takes advantage of you and then walks away from you. Okay? You don't have rights. As a second wife in Sharia law, you have rights. You have the right of a wife. As simple as dick, you have the right of a wife. So you're, by not allowing you to be a second wife, will be a violation of your right. Why? Because you will end up being a girlfriend and you will have nothing to protect you. The law doesn't protect you. You don't have the rights of a wife. You don't have the rights wives have. So the law, in other words, prevents you from being second and third wife. And there are lots of women that are willing to have a half a husband. Or one third of a husband, or one quarter of a husband.
He's looking at you.
What?
Yes, because she has a half a husband, better than nothing. She had nothing. And who's the loser in all this? The man. You know, he got two responsibilities. Okay, if he has four wives, he has four responsibilities. That's a lot. But the norm is one wife. That's the norm because Allah created Adam and how many Eves?
One.
So the norm, the mainstream, the default case is one man and one woman. Now, Prophet Ibrahim had to marry again. Why?
To have a child.
Huh? To have a child.
How come you couldn't adopt?
He?
Well, because if your son, you could adopt him, but the child is physically yours. Because you could raise them with you, but they're not actually part of your family.
He can adopt, no problem. Yeah. But there is, he wants one of his own. You know, it's different. It's different when you have one of your own versus adopting.
Plus, I kind of can't take care of a baby. So, like, he has to get, like, somebody else to do it. Or, like, it's not yours until, like, your family was the one that, like, raised him from birth and fed him.
It's like
stuff, but if you can't do that.
You want to have your own baby. Everybody wants that. Okay. Whether adoption is available or not, still I want my own baby. Okay? So he married another one to get a child, right? Now there's another case where marrying a second wife is helpful. And there was a situation where the wife got in a car accident and then she lost a lot of her abilities. Okay? So she can't be a wife anymore. She's really can't be a wife, can't do what the wives do. Okay, according to the American law, the only choice the husband has is to divorce her to get another wife. Because you can't tell him, you're stuck with this lady all your life, you can't have a second wife, you can't have anything outside of that. So the Islam provides a solution by keeping your wife, because it's so mean to leave your wife at this time and throw her out. It's very mean. So Al-Islam says, you keep it as a wife and you bring another one. So that's a second exception. So the first exception, having children. Second objection is that not to get rid of a disabled or a handicapped or a wife that's not able to be wife. So instead of throwing her out, you just keep her and bring another one. So by restricting the man from having multiple wives, they are violating the rights of women in these situations. And they are forcing them to be girlfriends instead of wives. There are many, many women. Actually, in Sudan, I was told in Sudan, they interviewed a woman that has a co-wife. So her husband has two wives. So the woman said, it's very, very nice that I'm having a co-wife. So I don't have to deal with him all the time. It's nice to have a break from him. It's one man, it's too much to handle. You know, I get half and half, you know? So she said it's a relief.
Actually, even one of my teachers was like that. She's like, oh, yeah, it would be nice to have, like, another, like, wife to, like, because we were talking about how, an emperor of one place or a king would, like, marry multiple wives, and whenever he gets sick of one, he'll just marry another. Whoa. And she was kind of like, oh, it would kind of be nice to have, like, somebody to take care of my kids, too. But at the exact same time, there would be, like, fights to, like, the throne and, like, who's, like, the eldest and who has, like, the heir. And then the wives have to, like, make sure that the emperor likes them because then their child will not be the heir because, yeah.
Heir.
Sorry.
I said hair, too.
So, basically, you understand now? Can I get you to repeat that? Sorry, your name, Alia?
Hania.
Hania, I'm sorry. Hania, can you repeat what I said?
So basically, if there are two wives or such, they don't need to deal with the husband all the time, and they have like they can share the responsibilities.
Before that, also, the reason before that?
They're violating like the rights of women because like the disabled wives or wives who cannot have children or cannot function as wives for whatever reason, the American law requires them to be like divorced and the guy to marry somebody else, and that's mean to them to leave them in such a situation.
Right, to throw her out of the house, that's mean. How about the situation of the lonely old woman?
Yeah, the old woman wouldn't have had much of a chance to get out.
Now, there's one wife of the Prophet, her name is Umm Salama. She was very old and lonely after her husband died. The Prophet married her, and she's very old. She used to give her night to Aisha, radiallahu anha, to the youngest wife of the Prophet. Because she's very old, she just needs somebody to say hi and spend time with her. But she doesn't have the needs of a woman. So she gives her night to Aisha radiallahu anha. The reason the Prophet married her, because she was so sad and lonely, so the Prophet wanted to make her happy. Okay? But she's old, very old. Okay? So this is one of the reasons the Prophet married more than one wife. Another reason is that the bonding together the tribes, when they have a relationship, they bond together. This is another reason. Right. And there's one woman, when she became a Muslim, she saved her people. That's another story. Habiba, radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, Habiba, she saved her own people. There's a story behind that. I'm not going to get into it. And by becoming a Muslim, because basically, the Muslims had a fight with her tribe, and the Muslims won. So they take all the men and women slaves. So now she is, the companions owned those people. So now when she married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then she became the wife of the Prophet.
And the companion of the Prophet.
And the companion of the Prophet. And then so the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt ashamed.
Everybody who there was a new girl from? Oh, she transferred out of the class, so didn't Musa.
What's her name?
Oh yeah, I don't remember.
Thank you.
So what we were speaking about is that when she became a Muslim, the companions shied away from having her relatives as slaves. So they freed all of them. So they say no woman did a favor to her tribe more than Umm Habiba, because when she became the wife of the Prophet, all the companions freed her people because they could not, they felt ashamed to hold as slaves the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mean, there are many reasons for the multiple marriage of Prophet Muhammad. We're not going to get there. But I'm just trying to make you understand the logic behind it. the one who has the first wife, she always likes to be the only wife. But Allah created others who can't find, for a widow, divorced, not good looking, too old, they cannot find a husband. They cannot find. And she's willing to be half a wife, or one third, or one quarter of a wife. It's better than nothing. She's deprived this opportunity. She's deprived this chance. She's deprived from it. It's taken away from her. So she has to be a girlfriend, and then at the end she'll be thrown in the street without any rights.
Is she still, like, alive?
That one, I don't know. That happened a long time ago. I heard the story a long time ago. All right? So that's the reason. That is the reason. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you summarize with your own words the rights, how the rights of women are violated?
So the rights of women are violated in the cases where they cannot find their own husband, or where they are old, or not aesthetically pleasing, or disabled, or have many children and are widowed, or some such case. Then when they have reduced chance of finding their husband, this law does not deprive them of that chance. And also, like, in other cases where there's imbalanced populations or some such, then it also provides protection for the women. Or
right. You remind me about this point. In Germany, after the World War, the ratio of men to women were 1 to 4. So the only solution was to allow men to have more than one wife. This is one thing. Another thing, the probability of girls is 51%. Probability of boys, 49%. So it's 51% likely to have a girl, and it's 49% likely to have a boy. Third thing, that boys, when they survive, the chances of baby boys surviving is much less than the chances of baby girls surviving. You know that?
More sudden infant death syndrome for the
reason that males. Wait, so I heard
that. It's more likely for a girl baby girl to survive than a baby boy because the. Go ahead.
I remember my brother when he was a baby inside the tummy, he had the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck and no blood for a long time, but the doctors all had to, like, got it off in time before he was killed.
Yeah, but other than that, this is a special case. Normally, it's a general rule. The baby boys have less chance to survive than the baby girls.
But also, because a woman, you know how their chromosomes is XX instead of, and then the guys they're XY. Yeah, I think that may be why, because women are the default of both genders, because they're the base, so X of X instead. And then if it was to be a boy, then you change the X to a Y.
Because when you have the inherited diseases that are sexual, when they're passed on the X chromosome or the Y chromosome, either chromosome, if the woman gets the faulty chromosome, she has another chromosome to make. Whatever protein is missing in the other one, hemophilia. So they're less affected. Even color blindness.
Yeah, guys are more color blinded.
Because it's X.
Girls are also get mismatched eyes more commonly.
No, not mismatched eyes. It's color blindness.
Yeah.
So basically, the diseases, the baby diseases. By immunization. Immunization protects baby boys and baby girls nowadays. But immunization is not available everywhere. Okay, so without immunization, the chances of a baby girl surviving is much higher than the chances of. Yes, that's for 5% of the world population, but 95% of the world population, they can't afford it.
Are we part of that?
Yes, they deprived from this access. So that's another thing. about. Now, the third thing is that wars and take the lives mostly of
men.
Even here in the United States, wars took the lives, like World War I, like Vietnam War, took the lives of men. Very, very, very few women got affected.
Okay? Women are generally enslaved and forced to marry.
And the World War I?
What?
Who says that?
Says what?
Wait, what'd you say?
I don't want to know. I know what you said. That is very inappropriate.
Are you like sharing
inappropriate? Now, there are warnings.
I think you said that.
There are warnings. There are warnings to the ones who have more than one wife. There is a warning in the Quran and by the Prophet. If you have more than one wife and you don't deal with them fairly, in the day of judgment, you will come walking like this.
Everyone?
No, the one who has two wives and he doesn't treat them fair, the same. He comes
It'll
in the
lean
day
towards
of
the white, to the wife.
Oh, when they say
no, they just, because they were not straight and fair, Allah will resurrect them in the day. No, that's a punishment from Allah. And then the rule says that one pound of sugar here, one pound of sugar here, one pound of apples here, one pound of apples here. You know, has to be equality in everything. Otherwise, the man will come.
What if one wife has more children than the
other? Them per child. Yeah, she's going to be counted per child. Per child. You know, and then probated sort of things. All right. Okay. Anybody can think about anything else? Anybody can think of a reason? Another reason for having multiple wives?
Over here, this general direction. Can you answer the question?
Uh-huh.
They could be able to take care of the children better and won't have to deal with so much stress of it. Like,
abortion. Right.
They can switch times to take care of the babies.
Exactly. Exactly. When it is the night of the first wife, the second wife can babysit all the kids. And when it is the night for the second wife, the first wife can babysit the other kid, all kids. So they will have, it's going to be much, if they work together, they will both be comfortable. Like, they can be babysit each other, they can, like, work, help each other, you know. And if they fight, it's each one of them, she goes and gets her own home. Otherwise, when they live together, they can really comfort each other. Like, take the load off. And remember, nowadays, the load is not that bad. But in the old days, like cleaning, there were no washing machines. Cleaning would break the back of wives. Cleaning
especially
the clothes.
Because sometimes
laundry.
There would be like tons of children. Like
it's crazy.
7 or 8 or 6.
Oh, yeah,
or
20. Jump,
baby, jump. So it's crazy. The work is crazy.
Oh,
they need to distribute
here's
the work.
Oh, yeah.
They get the relief.
And they don't have stuff.
Yeah,
the
woman that
lives
in the shoe.
Like, yeah, that one. It's like creepy and like old and like.
Okay.
Okay. So these are basically the reason for. So the default case is what?
One wife.
Because Allah created Eve and Allah created Adam and one Eve. In other situations, which are exceptional situations, the second multiple wives are allowed. Now, let me tell you about the rules of a second wife. Let me tell you the rules. Number one, fairness between them. Number two, you cannot combine a wife and you cannot take two sisters as wives together. So you cannot combine two sisters. In marriage, you cannot marry two sisters.
Why?
It's
sibling rights.
That's just weird.
It's not permissible in Islam. Marrying two sisters at the same time. She can. You can marry a sister, and when you divorce her, you can marry her. You can marry a woman. When you divorce her, you can marry her sister.
So weird.
That's not Sharia. Sharia says you cannot combine two sisters. Then you cannot combine a woman and her aunt.
And her what?
Aunt.
Her aunt.
Auntie.
Oh.
Her aunt. You cannot combine a woman and her aunt. Whether it's her aunt from mother's side or her aunt from...
Does anybody have any idea why?
Father's side.
I just want to hear some opinions, maybe.
But let me finish it and then we hear an opinion. Let's finish it first. And then we have the third rule. You cannot combine a woman and her mom.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Woman
that's
or her mom.
Creepy.
Yeah, then you'll be here.
Mormons do have... Mormons don't have these restrictions, by the way. Mormon don't have these restrictions. Mormon Christians, they don't have this restriction. They can, you can do anything you want.
They believe that they have to wear certain
underwear
all the time.
Yeah.
Why does she know this stuff?
If you get someone to convert to their faith.
Yes, and then you... and then also the they allow themselves to marry... more unlimited number, and you can combine a mom and her sister, her aunt, it doesn't matter. Okay? So, these are the rules. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given an exception. Was given an exception. That he was allowed more than four. When he had a reason. He had a reason not to... first of all, the... political union. Second of all, the narration of the ahadith. The Prophet, Allah wanted the Prophet to have several wives narrating hadith, describing the Prophet at home. Describing the Prophet at home can be only described by wife. So cannot be described by companions. And this is why Aisha radiallahu anha narrated 4,000 hadith of the Prophet inside home. How is he inside home? How he did this? How he did that? Things that no one would ever know unless the Prophet has multiple wives to narrate from him. And there are many other reasons. The Prophet spent all his youth with Khadija, which was 15 years older than him. And it wasn't until he went to Mecca, he went to Medina, that he married more wives. When he got more wives, he married more wives.
So how many wives did he first wife?
Together, 11, total 13. Also, every time he was given a gift, a slave girl, he freed her and married her. Like Maria the Coptic, one of the wives of the Prophet, Maria the Coptic from Egypt. And that's why people of Egypt, they say we have a kin relationship with the Prophet. Because Maria al-Qubtiyya, she was an Egyptian woman, she was a Christian. When she came to the Prophet, she came as a gift. So the Prophet didn't like it, so he freed her and married her.
Is that why he married her?
No, because when she's a slave woman, okay, her status is less than the other wives. So he wanted to give her the same status like the other wives.
Especially in that they were considered property.
Exactly. Be considered property, that's true. All right, any questions?
Stop hugging the thing.
No, we can hug it.